It was my first home. Well, condo, to be exact. 10 stories high, overlooking the ocean. If you leaned far enough over and craned your neck, anyway. At least, that's what I'd been told. Still, it was all mine. Mine and the bank's, that is. Okay, mostly the bank's. In any case, it was going to be spectacular. High slanted ceilings, a massive window line, state-of-the-art everything, luxurious bathroom, you name it, the bank was paying good money for it. And all I had to do was make a few decades of easy payments. I was thrilled at the prospect, hence my visit that day. Honestly, I couldn't wait any longer to see how it was progressing. Visions of stainless steel and marble tile and ash-blonde hardwood floors danced in my addled mind. Plus, I already had a key, which had been burning a hole in my pocket for several weeks. So I snuck inside the vacant building. It was a Sunday. Naturally, no one was working. The place was eerily quiet. No construction crews, no hammering, no welding, and sadly for me, no electricity, which meant a 10-story climb. 10 stories in the middle of summer, no less. Still, with a buoyant spirit, I sprang up the stairs, my spring giving way somewhere around the 5th floor. Luckily, I was smart enough to wear my shorts and sneakers. The t-shirt came off on floor number 6. That's when the silence turned from spooky to sexy. I was alone. Utterly and completely alone. I could have heard a pin drop. Only instead of a pin, it was my shorts dropping. Then it was just me and my undies and sneakers lumbering silently up the stairwell. By the 8th floor, fairly exhausted, I stopped to catch my breath. Fortunately, the small window I was standing in front of, with the magnificent city view, had yet to have the glass installed. A somewhat cool breeze flowed through and over my sweaty, nearly naked body, sending goosebumps across the nape of my neck and down my arms. Then, of course, my nearly naked body became totally naked. I figured by then I had earned it. That, and I was getting hornier by the second. I climbed a few more steps until my midsection was at window level, then pointed my cock out toward the city. Quickly, it jutted up, rigid with pumping blood, greeting the teeming masses below. My panting filled the stairway. I turned and slapped my prick against the railing, sending a pinging sound in all directions. A drop of pre-cum slid off my mushroom head and stuck to the metal. I wondered if my cum was the first to land in all that marvelous empty space. It was a heady thought, and a hot one. My dick grew even wider, eager to burst. But not there. Not yet. Newly invigorated, I climbed the remaining stairs. Then slowly, I opened the door to my floor. Still silence. "Hello?" I whispered into the hallway. My voice echoed down the unfinished cement corridor. I left the stairwell and proceeded forward, my cock bouncing, my sweaty, heavy ball swaying with my stride as I approached my doorway. The key proved unnecessary, though. I still had no door. It stood inside, leaning against the pristine white entryway wall. I pressed against the knob with my back. The metal was surprisingly cool to the touch. I stood on tiptoe and rubbed it against my fuzzy ass. Then I spread my cheeks apart and let it press against my asshole. What the hell, I figured, it was mine to do with as I pleased. Well, again, mine in the bank's, but what they didn't know wouldn't hurt them. I walked inside the vacant space. The walls had been put up. Gaping holes where appliances and light fixtures would soon be stared blankly at me. The place was big and stark and empty.